You're listening to the Divorce and Your Money Show, the number one show on iTunes that discusses financial issues in divorce. I'm your host, Sean Lehman, MBA, Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, and today we have a very special guest interview. I am interviewing the authors of the upcoming book, The Ex-Wife's Guide to Divorce, How to Navigate Everything from Heartache and Finances to Child Custody. It's a book by Holiday Miller and Valerie Shepherd. It comes out on August 16th. And this is a great book. Otherwise, I wouldn't have them on the show. And this is a book written for women and all the women out there thinking about divorce or preparing to go through divorce. And it's highly informative as well. I read it. I loved it. It's hilarious and also has great information. So be sure to pre-order the book on Amazon and get it on August 16th. I have the information and link to the book in the show notes. So listen to this interview. Oh, and by the way, if you make it to the end of the episode, there is some very special bonus content that was not in the main part of the interview, but you want to stick around to the very end of this episode and don't miss it. So without further ado, here's the authors of The Ex-Wife's Guide to Divorce.
Thank you for calling The Ex-Wives. This is Holiday. And Valerie.
As you can tell, we have two very special guests today. This is Holiday Miller and Valerie Shepherd. Thank you for joining us. They are the authors of the book, The Ex-Wife's Guide to Divorce, How to Navigate Everything from Heartache and Finances to Child Custody. The book is coming out on August 16th. You should get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Pre-order it now. First off, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
And why don't you identify yourselves each? You know, you both have very interesting stories. So, Holiday, let's start with you. Give us a little bit about your background and brag to us why you are qualified to write this book.
Well, thank you so much, Sean, for having us. My name is Holiday Miller, and I'm just so excited to be a part of this journey. I was married for 8 years, and when I went through my divorce, I really was alone in the journey. None of my friends had been through it. My parents had been divorced when I went to college, but I really didn't have anyone to kind of help me get through the process. And so that's really where Valerie came in. She was actually married first to my husband. She was his first wife. And so when I was going through the divorce process with him, I thought, you know, who is the only person that could potentially really understand what I was going through with this family and just with everything? And I thought, well, she would be the only one I know. And so, you know, randomly reached out to her.
And if I heard you correctly, so you were married to the same person that met Valerie?
So I'm ex-wife number one, and I'm ex-wife number two. So yes. We became really good friends, and what we realized was our ex-husband clearly had great taste in women, as well as he seemed to marry another me. She and I had a ton in common.
Yes, a lot in common. More in common than you would think. In fact, we're actually sorority sisters, and we didn't even know it.
We didn't know it. We pledged the same sorority at the same college. We were both active in our local junior leagues. We were both former teachers. We had more in common. We're both tall blondes that love to laugh and love to talk. So, yes, a lot in common.
That's wild. And so you've both been divorced. How did you decide, or why did you decide to write the book, The Ex-Wife's Guide to Divorce?
I think we decided to write it because Holiday and I, after we became friends, and there's a story behind that as well, but after we became friends, it was funny that the first time she and I met during her divorce, I told her, come over, spend the night, let's talk about this. I whipped out these binders. And Holiday and I are both very OCD organized, and we like color coding, and we like girls with information are girls with power in our belief. So we whipped them out, and Holiday said to me, oh, you made all these? Well, didn't you buy a book or didn't you buy a planner? And I said, I tried. I mean, there are over, you know, 1,600 results on Amazon for wedding planners, but there were very few. I think there were 7 in total results for divorce planners, and they were all super depressing, legally, like something that you would read a page and just want to eat a sleeve of Thin Mints. So I think we realized there was a hole in the market, and if women trusted to get down the aisle with their wedding planner, where was their maybe not as happy but equally important divorce planner? Yeah, every divorce book that I bought, because I bought them all, they were just so depressing. You know, I would be in my bed with my little highlighter trying to get through it, and I'm like, I don't even want to know. I'd rather just not know. I really wanted something that, you know, that would make me laugh. You know, I wanted to hear other people's stories that had been through it. And I really just kind of wanted something more lighthearted, you know,
in
something
the trenches, though, people that weren't writing it from a legal perspective because they witnessed it. People that had gone through it.
Yeah.
People who had experienced it that could say, hey, listen, you're going to go to this. Your attorney's going to tell you bring this, but also bring these 10 other things. So that's what we decided to write. Girls who had been there, done that, seen it all, have the 10,000 t-shirts. I got divorced and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. So we were those girls.
We wrote the book we wished we had had.
Absolutely.
I think, and just to tell the listeners for a second, I read the book. I started reading it thinking I was just going to read a chapter, and a few hours later I couldn't get up and I just read the whole thing through. It is absolutely hilarious. Even starting with the dedication to the book, I won't give it away. But just the first even pages, you know, you're in for not only an entertaining book, but an informative one, and which actually gives the opportunity. Tell us a little bit about what the whole book encompasses and what it covers at a high level from beginning to end.
Okay, sure. So we have several different sections of the book, and really, you know, the beginning few chapters are kind of helping the reader get prepared. Okay. So really kind of first steps, what kind of steps do you need to do to get yourself together, right, to prepare for this? Also going through the process of really thinking this through, you know, is your marriage really over? There's a chapter that we really talk about counseling and, you know, really exhausting all the resources you have within your marriage, you know, not just giving up, not just walking away, but really fighting for it because, you know, the grass is not always greener. So we really do encourage our reader to explore all of those avenues, get to counseling, you know, do what you need to do to save your marriage. And if for some reason, you know, if it really is indeed the end, you know, then we move into preparing for your journey. So what to prepare for? You know, every divorce is different. Not everyone's experience is the same, but there are general things that are the same. So, you know, finding an attorney, getting yourself organized.
Also our kids chapter.
Yeah, well, yeah. And the kids chapter is more towards the end of our like table of contents, but we do help kind of explain how to, you know, keep the people close to you that you trust and be very, very careful. It's really easy to take advice from others that may or may not have your best interest at heart. Sometimes that means disconnecting with love from people that are closest to you. They might not understand what you're going through. And then especially being a parent during divorce, doing the best for your kids, you know, co-parenting with your soon-to-be ex, you know, managing the custody arrangements and then also going through mediation and what to expect with your attorney, what to expect when, you know, your ex or soon-to-be ex is not, you know, giving you what you need or what you deserve.
All the things you're just really not thinking about, but basically throughout the majority of the book, what we're steering our readers to do is to prepare financially, to understand that divorce, even though there is an emotional side to it, it is a legal transaction. So it's the dissolution of your legal marriage. So we always say, you know, to women that call us or talk to us, like, well, I'm so angry about this. And then we say, great, be angry, but be angry with a friend or like make a voodoo doll or do something that you need to do because you're in a legal divorce. So get all your financial records ready. We give like many chapters that explain every financial document you'll need, everything you would absolutely need to pull together in order to have a successful legal divorce. If you go into a big corporate meeting, you don't come into a corporate meeting crying and saying all the bad things that have happened. You come in organized with a plan, ready to sit down and try to accomplish and get as much as you want and can to help your future financial self.
And then finally, you know, our last and final chapter in the book is all about getting your groove back. You know, getting your shine on, shining in this light that you have, living the life that you need to live to move on, healing,
you know, forgiveness, all of those steps that you need to kind of go through. You know, as girlfriends, we want to encourage our reader to kind of get back up on her feet, get out of her sweatpants, get off the couch, you know, and embrace this new chapter in her life.
Put down the pint of ice cream.
Yeah, put the cookies down.
Bury the voodoo doll.
Get rid of the elastics.
Be done with it.
Pants. Yeah. Yeah. All that good stuff. That's kind of a glimpse.
which is a good overview a little bit of what's in the book. And did you learn some of this stuff from perhaps mistakes you had made?
Tons. I can honestly say that Valerie saved me from making so many mistakes that just her friendship during my divorce was invaluable. I mean, you just can't put a price tag on that. To have somebody who's got your back, who can be that person where you pick up the phone and you just have a meltdown, and vice versa, she knew she could call me too.
Well, and also I had made a ton of mistakes, so that's why it was easy for me to do it. So I've been married and divorced 3 times.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I always say, always the bride, never a bridesmaid. So that's my thing. And I had been married younger and, you know, we didn't have children. We didn't have a whole lot of assets. It was right after college. So that was kind of in what I'll call a quote unquote easier legal divorce. I'm not going to talk emotionally, but a legal divorce. My second divorce, we had some assets, but it was, again, no children, you know, it was. Again, and easier. This time I had, our finances were completely entwined. It was a longer marriage and I had a child. So I think what I said to Holiday was, Holiday, here are the mistakes I've made. And I've made a ton of them in this divorce. It's put me in a situation that there's no going back right now. When you're getting a legal divorce, it's going to set the tone for the next, you know, at minimum 2 to 3 years, because in most states, that's how long it takes in order to file for a modification. However, it could set the tone for, you know, however long your children until they're 18 or for the rest of your life. So you need to be very cognizant of it. And we go over a ton of mistakes, mostly I made, so that we make sure our readers don't make those same mistakes.
Could you give us a preview of a few of the biggest mistakes you made?
Absolutely. The first I would say is, ideally, originally, you know, my ex-husband and I thought, oh, we want to save money. Let's go ahead and try to do this together. And although that's, oh, such a great idea, if only it could work, I'd say that only works in about 5% of cases. Because once somebody moves out of the house and doesn't see the kids as much as they're used to, there's the angry phase is going to pop in there. So, and then you're going to say, you know what? No. I'm no longer giving you the house and, you know, things like that. So had I been smarter, I would have said, listen, this is going to be emotionally charged. Let's get separate attorneys, but let's try to, you know, work out as much as we can between the two of us to not rack up the bill. So that's the first thing. You really need separate attorneys and you need to hire an attorney. I mean, that's a non-negotiable in my book, unless you just like,
especially if you have children.
Yeah. Unless you have no assets, really, to divide, like my first marriage, I really cannot suggest it. The second mistake I made was, as a woman, I just wanted it to be over. I just wanted it to be over. I kept saying to myself, I can't put a price tag on sanity. I can't put a price tag on sanity. Just get it done, get it done. But there is a price tag on sanity, your future sanity, your future financial sanity. So I suffered huge financial devastation through my second divorce because my ex-husband and I were fighting over everything. I mean, absolutely everything. So I think had I been more mindful about what, you know, all those extra little squabbles would have cost me in the whole picture, and had I been more, you know, cognizant of my financial future. I was kind of burying my head in the sand on that. And I think most women do that. My life was going to drastically change. I think those are the two biggest mistakes I would advise women or men to really look out for.
Collectively, you have 4 divorces. How long just was each one, just for context sake, from beginning to end?
My divorce was about 10 months from start to finish, from the time where we did the initial paperwork to the signing off on the final deed. It was about 10 months. And I would say, you know, as far as it being an angry or bitter type of experience, you know, there were moments of struggle. There were definitely plenty of angry phone calls, angry text messages, you know, feelings of being hurt and betrayed and all of that. But overall, I have to say my ex-husband was very reasonable. I think also the fact that he had a girlfriend shortly after really, really was in my favor. You know, at first I was very angry about it, but my attorney said, listen, it's probably better that he has a girlfriend because then he'll leave you alone. And she was right. She was absolutely right. So I was very fortunate to have a, I don't know if I would say it was a positive divorce experience, but it was definitely nothing like Valerie went through at all. Not even close.
So for me, my first divorce took us 3 months. That was the law in the state of Georgia. So very fast. My second divorce, my ex-husband was actually an attorney. So that worked in our favor slightly because he was able to expedite because I really wanted out. And I think once I wanted out, he wanted out as well. And so amiable, both of those amiable divorces, and that was 90 days. This divorce was a whole year of examining, do we really want to get divorced? Do we have a young child? There were some things he needed to work on personally, and I wanted to support him in that so that he could be there for my son as a father. I did that. So after the year, I said, this is not going to work. And then it was a good another year and a half after that until the divorce was final. And then, you know, once the divorce was final, it seemed like it was a good another 2 years till really the dust settled on some of the things within our agreement. So I'd say that one, unfortunately, was, you know, the legal side of it, about a year, year and a half, but the dealing with the pre-divorce and the fallout was a good another couple of years.
It was a doozy. He had a doozy of
it
a divorce.
Was.
Oh, wow.
It was.
It's a lot of time to drag out.
I wholeheartedly agree. Yeah.
And so for the listeners who are just thinking about the divorce process and, you know, they know it's probably going to happen for them soon, but maybe haven't made an official decision yet, what's the very first thing that you recommend that they do?
Holiday and I spoke about this, and we both unilaterally agree here. We think it's important that the first thing you do is start watching your money. Just be very smart with it. Open a separate account, you know, especially if you're, you know, if you're a woman and that you haven't worked in a while, just really start looking at the finances and trying to separate them.
And this isn't just for women either, because I know, like,
women,
you know,
and men.
Women and men also, you know, it's like we always want to think positively about our spouse, right? And so you think, oh, well, he or she would never, he would never do that to me, or she would never drain our savings, or, you know, whatever. But the truth is that this is business, right? So business is business. And once that anger stage kicks in, and you never know. And so you really kind of have to be very aware, you know, very aware of your finances and just, and
get a financial snapshot. Get a financial snapshot of where you're at, where you might be, draw up a budget, be smart about that. The second thing I think Holiday and I wholeheartedly suggest is go see a counselor. You would be shocked to find how many insurance plans actually cover seeing a counselor, and especially individually. Go seek some counseling because, like Holiday said, maybe your marriage is not over. So second step, go see some counseling. It just might be an issue you have or he has or collectively you have that can be easily solved. Last step,
I would say buy our book.
Yeah, buy our book.
Buy our book.
Yeah. And then hire an attorney. Go see an attorney. It's never too soon to see an attorney. I'll say that again. It is never too soon to see an attorney. Go talk to a couple, get a good feel of what you're in store for so that if he or she walks through the door and says, I'm done, I'm leaving, I'm gone within the next, you know, 24 hours to a month, that you already have a foundation that set there for you to build upon.
Right. And choosing an attorney is really an important process. And like, there's a whole chapter about that in our book, because you don't want to settle. And my mom gave me some great advice when I was going through it. She said, honey, now is not the time to go bargain shopping. Okay. So when you go looking for an attorney, you're not looking for like the best deal necessarily. That doesn't mean the best attorneys are the most expensive, but that just means do your research, you know, really, really, really be careful
talk
about
to
who
your friends.
You hire.
Like, talk to some of your friends. Who did,
is anybody divorced? Who did you use? What can you tell me about their personality? Because, you know, one divorce attorney might be great for one person, but might not be great for you. For example, I had an attorney that was kind of, again, when I thought we were going to jointly work it out, I had to shift. I just went for the first, you know, high-priced attorney that I thought would be, you know, shiny. And the majority of my meeting with this high-priced attorney was more interested in showing me their million-dollar view of downtown Atlanta than my case. That should have been my first indication. My case was going to help pay for that million-dollar view. So I think just be really aware. We give a ton in the book what to look for in hiring an attorney. And like Holiday said, not time to bargain shop. On the other hand, just don't throw money at it. Be smart. Is this a good fit for me?
That is excellent advice. Holiday Miller, Valerie Shepherd, the authors of the book, The Ex-Wives Guide to Divorce, How to Navigate Everything from Heartache and Finances to Child Custody, coming out on August 16th. Make sure you pre-order the book. Congratulations on getting it done. It's an awesome book that I encourage everyone to read. For people who want to stay in touch with you, what's the best place to go?
Our website, the ExWivesGuide.com. I'm sorry, it's ExWivesGuide.com. And then we're also on Facebook. Our Facebook page is The Ex-Wives Guide. And we love to post little inspirational things, and we love to hear from everybody else. So all your listeners, we would love to hear your experiences or share any stories, because we love to build a community of support.
Yes, and we do have a blog where we kind of share funny stories and anecdotes about what's going on in our daily lives, so be sure to follow our blog too. And you can find that through our website.
Perfect, and I will include a link to that in the show notes so it'll be easy for everyone to see. Holiday Miller and Valerie Shepherd, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you for having us.
Aren't they great? Valerie and Holiday are awesome. It was a pleasure speaking with them. It was a lot of fun to do the interview. And all the time and all the preparation that went up before the interview was so much fun. Just getting to know them and their story and all the recommendations they provided in their book. Again, there's a link to the book in the show notes, or you can just look up The Ex-Wives Guide to Divorce on Amazon, and it's easy to order. It comes out on August 16th. But before you go, I want to make sure there are three key resources you don't miss. But before I tell you about those resources, there's still actually some awesome parts of the interview that I didn't even include in the main part. It's at the end of this episode. It's awesome. Trust me, you want to hear it. So you need to stick around to the very end. But before we get there, visit my website, divorceandyourmoney.com. There's three things you want to do when you're there. First is sign up for the newsletter. I send out exclusive information almost every day of the week that you will not find anywhere else on the website, and it comes directly into your inbox. The second thing you want to do is there's a link there for my book, Divorce and Your Money, The No-Nonsense Guide. It's available on Amazon, and it's something that you might want to consider getting as you navigate all of the financial information that you go through. It has easy to read checklists, and it is also a nice complement to The Ex-Wives Guide to Divorce. And third is I have one-on-one coaching. So if you have specific issues that you really want to get into, Valerie and Holiday mentioned a financial snapshot. That's one of the most important, perhaps the most important document that you will have in your divorce. And if you want to go over something like that together, that is something that we can do online, by phone, or in person. So if you want to get help one-on-one with the issues in your divorce, do that on the website. And finally, subscribe to the show. If you're not already subscribed, do it on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, and leave a review, a 5-star review on iTunes, which improves our rankings and helps other people discover with the show. It takes less than a minute to do on the iTunes website, and you know, share it with a friend. Word of mouth is one of the easiest ways to help others, and it's free. I'm your host, Sean Lehman, MBA and certified divorce financial analyst. Now stick around for the last great bit of the interview. So tell us the story for the people who are still listening as to how you became friends.
Okay, so Valerie and I, like we had said earlier, we had become friends, quote unquote friends, on Facebook. Facebook friends, because my ex-husband and I, we were like, you know, just doing random Facebook stuff like in the middle of the night, a Saturday night, and we just were looking for random people. And so we came across her, added her as a friend, and, you know, she added us. And so anyway, so Valerie and I were Facebook friends for about 3 years, kind of saw each other's pictures and commented on each other's pictures here and there. And my husband at the time, his mom actually passed away unexpectedly. And so she reached out and sent him a nice note of, you know, a sympathy note and whatnot. So she and I really kind of connected prior to my divorce. So fast forward a few years later, I had made the decision to leave my marriage and I had moved out. And I was in my house with my girls, and I was coming up on the first weekend that they would be with their dad. And I was absolutely coming apart. I was falling apart. I was giving myself a pity party in the bathtub. I had this big bubble bath going with a giant glass of wine. And I'm just sitting there on my iPad, you know, feeling sorry for myself, thinking, what the heck am I going to do this weekend? Like, what am I going to do? And that was when I sent Valerie a Facebook message, because, you know, after a little bit of wine and you're sitting in the bathtub, you're like, you know what? Why not? Who cares? So I send her a...
She sends me a message that says, I think you might possibly be the only person who understands what I'm going through. Can we meet for lunch or a drink? Or dinner, or all three.
Right. I'm like, you're the only person who could possibly understand what is happening right now in my world.
So I get this message while I'm sitting in bed reading a depressing divorce book. Because little does she know, I'm going through a divorce. In fact, I'm 3 months ahead of her. And so I see this textbook message, this Facebook message, and I'm not thinking, oh, this is my ex-husband number one's ex-wife or wife. I'm not thinking any of that, which you would think I would have been thinking that. I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is a woman in need. Oh my gosh, this girl is reaching out to me. I've got to be there to help her. So I didn't quite know what was going on. I immediately send a message back. Yes, here's my number. Call me. Just call me. So then I don't hear anything. So 20 minutes later, I send another message. Hey, just at least send me a message back. I'm a mom. Don't make me worry. I already worry.
Yeah,
I'm a mom.
Don't make me worry about
you. Don't make me worry about you. I'm a mom. Come on. You know we worry about everything. And so then I went on to Facebook. I looked on our ex-husband's Facebook page, and I saw his said something like,
I think it said single.
Single.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I've been out of the house for like 5 days, you know, like I've been out for like 5 days or something.
Perfect. Okay. So now I know what she's going through. So, and the rest is history.
That's a very masculine move.
Yeah. We talked that next morning and she's like, I'm so sorry I didn't text you back. And this is it. And I go, Holiday, first of all, you should not be bringing your iPad in the bathtub. You could get shocked.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing I'm going to say to you. And like, secondly,
don't drink in Facebook.
Thirdly, I'm like, why don't you just pack a bag? It's your first weekend alone. I just went through that myself about a month and a half ago. I know how hard it is. Why don't you just pack a bag and come spend the night?
You know what she said to me, Sean? She said, listen, bring your pillow and bring a notebook because I'm going to teach you everything you need to know about divorce. And I said, you know, my inner instinct is like, no. You know how women were like, no, it's okay. I'll be fine. I was like, okay, I'll come. And I think Valerie's like, all righty then.
I
showed up at her doorstep. You know, I was like, here I am. I've got my pillow. I brought a bottle of wine. I'm like, all right, let's go. I mean,
she was the perfect kappa. We were both kappa. She was the perfect kappa. She showed up with wine and cheese. I think you brought cheese.
I think I did. It was probably bad cheese.
Cheese and like this like little thank you. Oh, you brought me a hand product, Mary Kay hand products.
Probably.
I still have them. They're good. And then so she showed up and that was it. I sat her down. I said, Holiday, let's talk about this. Maybe you don't need to get divorced. I mean, you have 2 children. So there you go. There's our story.
Yep.
It was at her house that weekend. It was the very first time I took my wedding ring off.
It was.
And it was a very hard thing to do. I think as a woman, you know, we put so much energy around that little diamond band. And, you know, for me emotionally, just to be able to have her there with me to hold my hand, you know, as I did that, it was powerful. You know, it makes me cry thinking about it.
It was powerful for me as well, because
I just did not, I could not allow one more woman to go through all the hell I'd just been through. I had to pay it forward somehow, some way. And if it was going to be with my ex-husband, number one, soon to be ex-wife, well, then that's what the universe had in store for us.
And the funny thing is that was really just the beginning. That was the beginning of our friendship. And since then, I can say, you know, Valerie's always been kind of like a big sister to me. You know, we watch out for each other. We encourage each other. I think, you know, we're like sisters. We like fight like sisters. We laugh like sisters. We have fun like sisters. And, you know, and that's when we took our first road trip together with our vacation with our kids. And that was when we decided, all right, we're going to write a book. This is too funny. This is just too funny. You can't make this up.
And we want to help women. That was right. Pay it forward, pay it forward. And also we were joking because we literally went on a road trip and that's how the book came to be during that road trip. And our ex-husband gave us his gas card and DVD players for our trip.
For the kids
to watch
for
movies. Because we were on such a tight budget. So there's our story.
Oh, that's great. That's going to be some bonus content for the people who made it all the way through the interview. That's a great, great story. So thank you so much. That was fun.
Thank you, Sean. You're the
best. Thank you.
That was fun. Yay.